There's a fine line between using AI as a tool and letting it become your voice. And that line is where trust lives. Listen on to find out about AI and personal branding, how it's being used, where it helps, and where it crosses the line. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and this week's episode is a solo episode. It's been a while since I've hopped on the mic and recorded a solo episode, so it's really nice to be back spending some one-on-one time with you. In recent episodes, Hayley and I have been hosting some series on the show where we've really dug deep into specific topics. We did an entire series on expert interviews, and we also did another on B2B webinars. So please do make sure that you check both of them out if they are topics that interest you. Each series also comes with a great free resource. So there's our B2B webinar planning playbook and our ultimate guide to impactful video interviews as well. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, head to content10x.com/downloads and you can get a copy of those free resources. And as I said, check out those series. I've also had some great guests on the show recently, including the last episode where I spoke with Ash Jones for the second time. Ash is the founder of Great Influence and he's a personal brand consultant. And we had a great conversation about how companies can turn their leadership team's personal brands on LinkedIn into a real competitive advantage. If you haven't listened to it yet, then please do. Head to content10x.com/343 or head over to our blog or head to our YouTube channel, or you'll find the Content 10X podcast on all of the major podcast apps. Now, this episode is a follow-on from that discussion, a bit of a reflections episode. We're talking about AI and personal branding, specifically how it's being used and where it helps and where it crosses the line. So listen on in this episode to find out why full automation of personal branding completely misses the point, the key risks to reputation and authenticity, how AI can support the process, and how to make sure your leadership voice stays unmistakably authentic and human. So as I mentioned, I interviewed Ash Jones on the Content 10X podcast, and shortly after I recorded my interview, I saw a post on LinkedIn that made me think, wow, what a contrast. So Ash talked all about the depth of work that goes into building a leader's presence online. It was all about helping them find their voice and shape their ideas and bring their offline personality online. We talked about how it's a really thoughtful human process and very intentional. And so it should be, because a huge part of it is all about building trust. Then I saw a LinkedIn post about an AI platform that has a personal brand feature. And it said in the post that their AI analyzes your CEO's tone of voice, audience, content and strategy, and not at a dumb level. And from that, it creates their content. It said, get great content created every day for your thought leaders, like cool tweets to position them. And it finished by saying it'll find relevant posts and write comments as well. And I was really taken aback. I actually reread the post a few times. I was honestly seeing if it was satire or some kind of joke, because I couldn't help but think what a contrast it was to my entire conversation with Ash Jones. So to me, there just felt to be something off about this, because surely the personal part of a personal brand means that a person is involved. How it was explained, not only is the person not involved in the posts that are being written on their behalf, but there are comments firing out on other people's content, allegedly from the person, the CEO, the leader, but they're actually just AI as well. So imagine if your CEO commented on your post, only it wasn't actually them. So confusing. So don't get me wrong, I do think that AI can help streamline things, and I totally get how it can play a role in developing a personal brand. But leadership visibility still requires human authenticity and human oversight, surely. And I think there are three main issues that I have with the AI automation approach. Firstly, reputational risk. AI is so obvious. When it's obvious you have outsourced not only your posts, but even your comments to AI, it really affects your reputation. The posts and the comments are, you know, likely to be quite low quality. They're always very hollow sounding. You're putting your name against that output and against content you haven't seen. So surely that's really risky. My second issue is it's not thought leadership. So thought leadership is defined as the creation and sharing of unique and valuable insights, ideas, and perspectives. AI, on the other hand, can only create based on what has been said before. Furthermore, thought leadership should also, I think, include passion and lived experiences and stories. So by definition of what thought leadership is, AI cannot create content that will be classed as thought leadership. It doesn't have the personal stories. It's just not going to be unique. Are you building a personal brand or just contributing to noise and saying things that have already been said before? And then the third issue, I guess, that I have is that it can't know what you think. It may be that the AI is good at looking at your content and your tone and studying everything it can about you, but how can it know what you are thinking now? How can it know your point of view and opinions on topics of the moment? Now, perhaps I'm doing it a disservice and you can have a conversation with it and share stories and future views and things that you haven't said before, and it will write posts for you. And you know what? Maybe those first drafts are not terrible, but I don't think you should outsource your personal brand to AI on complete automation. I'm fully aware that ghostwriting and people creating content for others, especially leaders, isn't anything new. So AI does this. You could argue that's no different to, for example, hiring a ghostwriter or working with an agency. Ash Jones, the interviewer I referenced that got me thinking about this, his agency create content for other people, and so do we at Content 10X. But at least we are human, and we have got to know the human that we are creating for. And if done well, you get to deeply know that person and you represent what they have said to you. It's still their direct views and opinions. So it's very different in leaving an AI to do the work. It's co-created, not fabricated. Now, AI can be brilliant as an assistant in that process. It can help brainstorm or outline or polish, but it shouldn't replace the human thinking behind a personal brand. Now, like I said, I'm not down on AI at all. I think it has its place. I think if you're a leader building presence online, here's how I think you can use AI responsibly. So keep ownership of the thinking, your opinions, your experiences, your stories. Let AI suggest ideas or draft outlines if you must, but then make sure that you inject your own insight. Now, always do the human edit, always, in my view, write first, then allow it to suggest improvements or spot gaps, but then do the actual changes and edits yourself. So don't let it make the changes or it just becomes written by AI. And also, please don't let AI comment on other people's posts for you. That's the new plague on LinkedIn. I personally can't understand how people engage in that behaviour where they let AI go and make comments on their behalf. I really think that that should be avoided. Now, I'd like to point you in the direction of an article that we published on our blog. It's called What Should You Use AI in Content Marketing For and When Should You Avoid It? The link is in the show notes. So just head to the link in the show notes and go and check that article out. It's really useful. Now, when you think about leadership visibility and personal brands, when they do well, there are really significant benefits for the company. They can include attracting and retaining top talent, humanizing your brand. They can strengthen internal communication, expand brand reach and credibility. Also, it can really have a measurable business impact. And it also can help leaders with personal and professional growth as well. So there are so many benefits to leadership visibility and personal branding of leadership teams. But these outcomes often, in fact, pretty much always happen because people form a connection with that leader. They trust the voice. I think AI can be a tool in the process, but full-blown outsourcing of personal branding, I think that's a no. So as leaders build their online presence, let's use AI as a helper and not a stand-in. The human voice will always be the most powerful brand asset. Your voice is your brand. I'm really keen to know people's thoughts on this. I'll be posting content about this over on LinkedIn. For another fantastic episode on how AI is being used more broadly in B2B content marketing, check out our episode called AI in B2B Marketing, What's Working, What's Failing and What's Next. It's episode 340, so you can just go to content10x.com/340 for that episode or find it on any of the podcast apps or our blog. And that brings me neatly onto what's next for the show, because authenticity and strategy go hand in hand. And we will be embarking upon a fantastic series on the show all about content strategy. So I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a co-hosted episode with Hayley and I back on the mic, taking you through a strategy series. If you'd like help with your content marketing, from strategy to creation to repurposing, whether that's help with white papers, reports, podcasts, videos, social webinars, then we can help you at Content 10X. That's exactly what we do. So head to content10x.com/inquiry if you'd like to speak. We'd love to find out more about what you are trying to achieve with your content. Okay, well, all that's left to say now is thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.